Shalom to all. Today's office bomb of Tziyadaf Yod Zaino. We are starting Tess Zaino with Bay is about two lines off for the bottom with the words Vikafran Hoyle Vasal Yadon. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. El Lila Nishmas, Mars Rivka Basar Meir Zev, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now we conclude the previous Gemara with Rebavo teaching us about a fellow who was proven to be a liar, Huchsek Kafran. So the Gemara now tells us Vikafran Hoyle Vasal Yadon. Now this whole discussion of a Kafran, someone who's a liar, came to our hands, meaning we began the discussion. Nima Bay Milso, let's say something else about it. Damrab Yezbram Yumi, Amrav Nachman. Amrulai, let's say Bezdin told a person, say Tenlai, go out and give him. This is an official Psak Bezdin that they told Ruvain, you must pay Shimon the money you owe him. Yudai Naman Alpha on top, Varm Parati, and after some time, Ruvain claims, I already paid it. Neman, he's believed. And therefore, Bam Avalichtav, if the Malva comes later on to say that he wants us to write a shtar for him in a drachta, that he's allowed to take property away from the Laiva because he never got paid, in Kaisim Naisin Lai, we don't write and give it to him because we already believe when the Laiva said Parati. However, if Bezdin told the Laiva, Chayv Atoli Tenlai, you're Chayv to give him, Vamar Parati, and he claims later on that he already paid, Enunaman is not believed. And therefore, Bamalva Lichtav, Kaisav Nice and Loi, if the Malva comes, he wants us to write an adracht for him that allows him to take away some of the Leiva's properties, we will write it for him. And right now, we're understanding that the difference between Seitan Loi and Chayvatoli Ten Loi is that Seitan Loi, as we said right before, is an official psak. You must go pay him right now. But Chayvatoli Ten Loi means that they're almost 100% certain that he has to pay and that he's Chayv, but it's not an official psak. It's more or less them saying, we're going to still sit on this a little bit longer and do a little bit more research into this just to make 100% sure that you have to pay. And therefore, when they tell him, that's not an official statement that he must go pay, and that's why he's not believed to say parati that I already paid. However, Zvid Mishmed Rav Nachman Amar, he tells us ben seitan loy ben chayvat olitan loy, whether they said seitan loy or they told him chayvat olitan loy, varm parati, in both these cases, if he said that I paid already, naman he's believed, and therefore if the malva comes to Bezdin to have us write nadrachta for him, ain kasev nice and loy, we're not going to write and give it to him. And eliyekalefluge, if you want to make a differentiation between seitan loy and chayvat olitan loy, this is differentiation. Amr loy seitan loy, if Bezdin told him go out and give him, meaning right now this is our Psak, you must pay him, v'amar parati, and he claims that he paid, and Edom are saying that he did not pay. He's now hochsek to be a liar, he's proven to be a liar in regards to this money, and therefore if he later on says, okay fine, now I actually paid, we don't believe him, and he has to pay in front of Edom or in front of Bezdin. Whereas if Bezdin told him, v'amar parati, and later on he said I paid, and Edom testified about him that he did not pay yet, v'amar parati, and then later on he said, oh don't worry, I paid, he's not considered a kaifer in regards to that money because he never really had a chiv to pay it in the first place because they told him chayvat liten loy, and even though he said the words I already paid you and we know he didn't, he's still not considered to be a liar. And my time, why is that? Because ishtamute hu kamishtamit mine, when he said I paid you, he was really just trying to avoid having to pay right now, and he wasn't actually being a kaifer, he wasn't denying it completely, because so far he just thought to himself, adam ainu bi rabbanu bedini, I just wanted rabbanu to continue looking into my din, because as we said, chayvat liten loy means there isn't an official psak din and they're still going to look into a little bit. And so for the fellow thinks to himself that even though now it looks like I'm chayiv, maybe in a little bit it's going to turn out that I'm pater. And therefore, when he says, I paid you, he's not actually lying through his teeth saying, I paid you. He's really just trying to push the guy off for the time being. And continue on something similar. Let's say Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me a money. And Shimon says, I don't have anything of yours, meaning I don't owe you a penny. And Edom testify about Shimon that he does owe Reuven money. And then Shimon says, oh, I already paid you. He's been proven to be a liar in regards to that money. And therefore, later on, he's not believed to say, okay, now I actually paid. And we have a story supporting this. Shabsai, braid Reb Marinus, just like Shabsai, the son of Reb Marinus, Kasav Leil Kalase, he wrote over for his daughter-in-law, Itzla the Milsa Biksubasa, some sort of fancy coat that he was going to give her, and this was written in her Ksuba, the Kiblale, and he accepted it officially upon himself, and Erchus Ksubasa, she lost her Ksuba. And then later on, when she was trying to collect this coat, Amar, he said, it never happened. I never said that I was going to give her this coat. But then, Asu Sadiva Amri, Aedim came and testified that in Kasavla, that yes, he did write for her, he was going to give her this fancy coat. And Lasaif, Amalu Parate, afterwards he said, oh, I already gave it to her. And also, like he came to Reb Chiya, Amar Lei, he told him, you've already been proven to be a liar in regards to that coat, and therefore we don't believe you that you subsequently gave it to her, and you must give her a new one. And continue to talk about Hosa Kafran, Amar Rav Avin, Amar Rav Ila, Amar Rav Yechanan, Haye Chayv Chaver Shvua. Let's say a person was Chayv Shvua to his friend, meaning he was Chayv to swear about something to his friend. V'amar, and he said, Nishbati, I already swore. But Edom testified that he didn't swear. Hosa Kafran Lo'isa Shvua, he's been proven to be a liar for that Shvua, and therefore he has to make it in Bezdin. And later on, he's not believed to claim that he already made it. Now, Amaru come into Reb Avo. They said this over in front of Reb Avo. And Amaru, he told them, Mistabra Milsa's Reb Avin, this member of Reb Avin seems logical, Shenis Chayv Shvua Bezdin. Only in the case where the person was Chayv Shvua in Bezdin, meaning when Bezdin told him that he has to make a Shvua, and then later on he claimed that he made it, but then Edom said that he never did, so then he's Hosek Kafran for that Shvua. Avo Chayv Atzmai Shvua, but if a person was Mechayv himself a Shvua, meaning let's say Reuven told Shimon, oh, you don't believe me? I'll swear to you about it. And this wasn't in Bezdin, so Neman, he is believed, meaning even even if Reuven says, I swore to you, and then Aiden proved that he didn't swear, but then later Reuven said, okay, now I swore, he's believed that second time, and he's not Hochzak Kafrin. And why is that? Because of an inish, the Mikri of Omar. It will happen that a person will say something like this. Because since he was never Mechayev the Shavua in Baz Din, even though he claimed, I already made the Shavua, and Aiden proved that he didn't, that's not him lying about it. It's really him just procrastinating and trying to push it off, but again, not that he's Dafka trying to be a liar about it. And since it wasn't Bezdin telling him that he has to do it, he's not considered a liar. Now, Juk Amid Rab Oven, the Talmidim brought this response back to Rab Oven, meaning they told Rab Oven what Rabavo said about it. So Amalu, he told them, Ano Naiva Bezdin Amri, when I said that memo of mine, I meant to say it's only if it was a Shavua that he was Mechayev in Baz Din. And Itmar Nami, who stated as well, Amrab Oven, Amrab Ilah, Amrab Yechnon, so it's the same people, Hayechayev Chavir Shavua Be Baz Din, if he was Chayev Shavua to his friend in Baz Din, Va'amr, he said, Nishbati, I already swore, Va'idim Yidin Ay Seshalai Nishba, and Adam testified that he did not swear yet, Hochzak Kafran, Lois Shavua, he's now proven to be a liar in regards to that Shavua, and he's not believed later on to say, oh, I already made the Shavua, he needs to do it in Baz Din or in front of Adam. And now going back to talk about case of Shtaris, Amrab Asi, Amrab Yechnon, Amrab Shtar Chayev Shok, if a person finds a Shtar Chayev in the marketplace that says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, for example, because of by Henpik, and there was a Henpik written on it, we've had Henpik before, this means that it was officially confirmed by Baz Din that this loan did take place, because by Zman by Bayayim, and that Zman is written on the Shtar as well, that Halva took place today, Dachziru Lebailim, so we give the Shtar back to the Bailim, back to the Malveh, because there's nothing to suspect for. Imishum Kasav Levois Vloy Lava, if you want to say that maybe it was originally written so that a loan could take place, but the loan never actually took place, well, that can't be because Hakasav by Henpik. There's already a Henpik written on it, so obviously we know that the loan took place. Imishum Parayin, if you want to suspect that the Halva was already paid back, Lepri Bas Yam Eloi Hashinon, we're not Chayshish that a person pays back on the very same day that he borrowed the money, and therefore it's given back to the Malva. However, Amalei Rabzeir Rabasi, Rabzeir asked Rabasi, Mio Rabbi Yechon Hachi, did Rabbi Yechon really say that? Meaning, does Rabbi Yechon really hold that we're not chayshish that a person is going to pay back on the very same day that he borrowed? Ha'atu da amrit mishmeid Rabbi Yechonon. You yourself quoted Rabbi Yechon saying the following: Shtar shalav bayu parai. If a person borrowed with a shtar and then he paid back, ain't a chazir b'lav bay. He's not allowed to use that very same shtar to borrow again. Shekvar nimchal shibudai, because the shibud on the shtar, meaning the lien on the borrower's properties, was already machal. It already was forgiven, or it already fell off once he paid his debt. So his new debt that's incurred doesn't have a shtar for it, and therefore his old shtar is not allowed to be used to collect with. As now we analyze, Amos, when is it that this second loan is taking place? If you want to say it was the next day or the day afterwards, meaning the shtar was written on Sunday, and they want to use the shtar a second time on Monday or Tuesday, why do you have to say that the reason why the shtar is not allowed to be used again is because the shibud on the borrower's properties already fell off? Just say it's because it's a predated shtar. We have a mission that says, predated shtars, psulin are puzzle. Because if the shtar was written on Sunday, and they're trying to use it to borrow with on Monday or Tuesday, so obviously it's usher to borrow with that shtar. There's no reason to say this different reason because of nimchal shibudai. So elav, it must be that what are we talking about? Biyayme, that they want to use the shtar a second time on the very same day that it was written for the first loan. Alma, what do we see from here? The part inish biyayme, a person does pay back on the very same day. In other words, a loan of $10 took place on Sunday morning by breakfast. By brunch, it was already paid back. And by lunch, the borrower wanted to take another $10. So there's no problem of shtar muktam because it's on the same day. And therefore, the only problem with the shtar would be is because kvar nimchal shibudai. So we see very clearly that a person does pay back their loan on the very same day that they took it. So he responded to him, Mikha Amina Doloi Pari Klal. Did I say that a person never pays back on the day that he borrows? Doloi Shchichi Inshi Depar Biyayi Mikha Amina. I'm just saying that it's not standard. It's very not classic, or it's very unusual for a person to pay back on the very same day that they borrowed. And therefore, if you find a shtar that was written that day, and you know for sure that the halva took place, so in a classic scenario, you do not have to be chashish that it was already paid back with. But of course, if it already was paid back with, it's not to be used a second time, and that's what Rabbi Yechon's statement was. Rav Kana gives a totally different reason why when we find a shtar in the marketplace, it's given back to the malve. That's because Kshchayev Maideh. The Chayev, the Loive, he's Maideh, he admits that he owes the money. Ask Mari Hach, if that's so, I remember, what's the Chiddush? Of course, if he admits that he owes the money, that we're going to give it back to the malve. So, more answers, Malu Tim, you might have thought, Hai Mifrapari, that actually the loan was already paid back. Vahadaka Amr Loiparate, and the only reason why the Loive is saying I didn't pay back yet is Mishim Dagbay Mahadul Misvebe Zimnachriti. That's because he wants to use the shtar to borrow with another time, Ulipshiti Zafr Chayesh, and he just doesn't want to have to pay the cipher again. The cipher charges money every time he writes a shtar alva. And so you might think that he's just not interested in paying double lawyer's fees, and that's why he's claiming that he didn't pay back, and really he did, and he just wants to use the shtar again. Kamash Malan, the chiddush is that we're not chayshish for that, and if he claims that he didn't pay back, we believe him that he actually didn't pay back. And there's another reason why we're also not chayshish for that. De'im kain, if so, meaning if the loan that was written on the shtar was actually paid back with, and the loiva just wants to use the shtar again, malva gufei loy shavak, the malva himself is not going to allow this shtar to be used a second time. Why is that? So, because he figures to himself, shami be rabbanon, the bezin is going to hear about this, and they're going to realize that I'm using the shtar a second time to lend with, umasdili, and they're going to cause me to lose out. And how are they causing the malva to lose out? Well, they're going to say that this is an invalid shtar, and that means that this second halva that you gave to the loive is not recorded in a shtar at all, which means that when you try to collect it from him, you can't collect from a shubadim. And so there's another reason why we don't have to be chayshish for pirayin, that the loive already paid back, because the malva himself is not going to allow the Mishnah to be used a second time. But nothing we're asked on the Svara. Why is it any different than our mission that we had learned a few daf ago? If a shtar chayv was found, if it's a shtar that has a chayv in it, it's not to be returned to the malve. We established the case talking about as follows, where the loiva agreed that he owed the money, and the only reason why it's not being returned is mishum shem akasav loiva is benisam v'loilav ad tishrei, because maybe it was written with the intent that the halva is going to take place in Nisan, but it didn't actually take place until Tishrei, which is 6 months later. And if the shtar is given back to the malva, then we would have a problem. Because the malva is going to end up taking from lukuchas that purchased properties from the loiva anywhere between Nisan and Tishrei, and that's shalikadin because the halva only took place in Tishrei. Now, v'loi, I mean, we don't say in the mission over there the imkain malva gufei lo shavik that the malva himself would never let this happen. Damrulei, because he really would tell the loiva, k'soiv shtar achrina, I want you to write another shtar b'tishrei that I really had lent you the money in Tishrei. Dodel mashamir abanu mifsedili, because maybe the rabbanon are going to hear about this shtar that it was written in Nisan, but the halva didn't take place until Tishrei, and they're going to make me lose out because they're not going to allow me to collect with this shtar. We never said anything like that in the Mishnah. We explained the Mishnah very simply, that the reason why we're not going to return the shtar, even though the loiva admits that he didn't pay back, is because maybe it was written in Nisan, but the loan didn't take place until Tishrei, and the malva's going to collect shalikadin, and he's clearly not afraid the bezin is going to find out and possible the shtar. To Ami, the answer is as follows. Awesome, over there, the reason why the malva is not going to say anything, mishum de islei ravcha, that's because he has a gain, de katarf lukuchas menisan vad Tishrei, because he has ability to take away from lukuchas that purchase properties from the loiva from Nisan until Tishrei, and therefore menach nichale loy amr v'le midi. It would be good for him to take the shtar back to allow him to collect with it, and he's willing to take that risk that if the bezin finds out, they're going to possible the shtar. Because if they don't find out, he stands to gain a lot. He could collect properties that were sold a full 6 months before the loan took place. Whereas Hach over here, when we found the shtar chayv that was written that very day, kim d'lesli ravcha, he doesn't gain anything. The saif saif shtar in a kasev, because bottom line is, the shtar was written that day. My ikat the katarf lekuchas, does he gain that he could take from lekuchas? He doesn't get anything unique from lekuchas over here, because again, the shtar was written today, paid back today, and now they're trying to do another halva today. So there's no gain from lekuchas, and therefore, b'shtar shenu chashibud alay shavik, the malva would never allow a second loan to be done on a shtar that the shibud was already machol, and therefore, in this situation where we found the shtar that was written that very same day, and the loiva admits that he never paid back, we don't have to be chashish for anything, and we can trust him that it wasn't paid back. And the word continues, Amar Chivir Abba, Amar Biyachnon, HaToyin Achar Maisa Bezdin, Yudzayinu Abeza Atap, Loi Amar Klum. If a person is Toyin Achar Maisa Bezdin, he didn't say anything. What's Toyin Achar Maisa Bezdin? So we know there are certain things that are Chiyuvim, even though they're not written down, a person is 100% Chayiv in them because they're Maisa Bezdin. Bezdin stipulates that this is something a person has to do. For example, Mazin Isha Vabanais. The fact that a husband has to support his wife and daughters, even though that's not written in the Ksuba, it's called Tanai Ksuba or Maisa Bezdin, and therefore he's not believed to be Toyin Achar Maisa Bezdin. Toyin means claim, oh, I already paid it. And my time away, as I explains the Gemara, because call Maisa Bezdin, command the Nakat Shtar Biyade Dami. Anything that's considered Maisa Bezdin is as if the person actually has a shtar in his hand saying, you owe me this money. So even though there isn't actually a shtar, it's as if the person has a shtar. Normally, Ruchi Rabba or Biyachan, Ruchi Rabba told Rabbi Yechanan, Mishnah Seinu Hizu, isn't this our Mishnah? We have a Mishnah that says very clearly, if a woman takes out a get proving she was divorced and she doesn't have a ksuba with it, Gav Ksuba, so she still collects her ksuba. And that's obviously because ksuba is Maisa Bezdin, so it's like she actually has a shtar ksuba with her. So Rabbi Yechanan responded to him, if I wouldn't have picked up the piece of pottery for you, you wouldn't have found the pearl underneath it. The pearl over here is the chiddush from this Mishnah, and the chaspa is this memory that Rabbi Yechanan taught, the hatoyin achar maisa bezdin, loyam reklum. So Rabbi Yechanan is saying, if I wouldn't have taught you that memory, you wouldn't have understood that this is what the Mishnah is talking about. So yes, you're 100% right. That is what the Mishnah is saying. However, Amar Abaye Abaye asks, my marganisa, what's the pearl that we're learning from this Mishnah? Meaning, who says that we can actually learn from this Mishnah, the hatoyin achar maisa bezdin, loyam reklum? Dilma makam she'en kazim ksubaskinon. Maybe that whole Mishnah is talking about a place where they don't write a ksuba. The get had a ksubasa. So when she walks into Bezin with a get, that is her ksuba. Avomak nekaisen ksuba. But perhaps we would say that if it's a place where they usually do write a ksuba for a woman, inakita ksuba gavya, if she walks into Bezin with a ksuba so she can collect her ksuba, iloi, loi gavya. But if she doesn't have a ksuba, so she doesn't collect one. And even if she has a get, that doesn't mean anything, she doesn't collect a ksuba. So there's actually no marganisa, there's no pearl, there's nothing special that we learn from that Mishnah. But then, Hadar Amabai, Abai retracted and he said, Lav milsi da amri, what I just said is not true. If you think that Mishnah is really talking about a place where they don't write a ksuba, and that's why she gets a collector ksuba, because she's not supposed to have one, but if she's in a place where they do usually write a ksuba, inakita ksuba gavya, iloi loi gavya, if she has her ksuba, she'll collect, but if she doesn't have a ksuba, she won't collect. Well, amanim in erusin, what about a widow from erusin, meaning she never went through nisuin, she never got fully married, there was just erusin, but my gavya, how would she collect her ksuba? Even if it's a place where they do write a ksuba, she's not going to have a ksuba yet, because they usually only wrote a ksuba by nisuin and not by erusin. So how would she collect her ksuba? That's only if she has edim that prove that her husband died. Well, if that's the case, let him blame parate. Then the yarshim of her aris should be able to claim that it was already paid up. And if you want to say that that's so, you're right. Even if she brings edim that her aris died, the yarshim of her aris are able to claim that they paid it and she would not collect. Well, imkin, if that's really so, what will help with their takana, with this whole concept that every woman deserves a ksuba? Ksuba. If in every single case of an Arus who dies, his Yarshim could claim that they paid it. So it must be even in a place where Ksuba is written and a woman should have her Ksuba, still it's Tanai Bezdin, and even if she doesn't have it, she's allowed to collect it. So that's Abayas Chazaretz's is a retraction from his question on the limit from the Mishnah. Now, once we start talking about an Almanim and an Erisin, we continue with this. How do we know that an Almanim from Erisin, again, she only went through Erisin, not Nisuin, and her Arus died? How do we know that she gets a Ksuba? Even if we want to say Mehadid Nanis from the following Mishnah, Nis Arbal and Nis Garsha, if a woman got widowed or divorced, Bamin Erisin, Bamin Anisuin, whether it was Erisin or Nisuin, Gavis Akal, she collects everything. And so that clearly tells us that if she's an Almana, Mina Erisin, she gets her Ksuba. Maybe that's talking about a scenario where they write a Ksuba. And Vechite Maila Memra, if you'd respond to that by saying, so what's the Chiddush? If she has a Ksuba, of course she could collect it. I'll tell you that the reason why the Mishnah says it is Lafukum to Rebel Ezra ben Azariah. Just exclude Rebel Ezra ben Azariah, says, to Amar. He says, Shaloi Kasavla El Amanas Lakainsa, that the only reason why an Arus writes a Ksuba for his Arusa is because he intends to marry her. And if he didn't end up marrying her fully, they didn't go through Nisuin because he died in the stage of Erusin, she would not be allowed to collect her Ksuba. So it's Srichale, that's why the Mishnah has to tell us that she would collect her Ksuba to exclude Rebel Ezra ben Azariah says. And Dekanami is actually Medoik from the Mishnah that what we just said is correct. Dekatani, because what does the Mishnah say? Gaiva es hakol. She collects everything. Now, if you want to say the Kasavla that he wrote a Ksuba for her, Hanukatani, Gaiva es hakol. That's why the Mishnah says she collects everything. What's everything, Mashma? Not only the base payment of 1 or 200, depending if she was previously married or not, but it's also Mashma, Toisefes Ksuba, something that her Arus added on that he said he would give her. So that's what makes sense to write in the Mishnah. Gaiva es hakol. She collects everything, clearly implying that she does have a Ksuba. Eliyama delay Kasavla, but if you want to say we're talking about a place where he did not write a Ksuba for her and still she's collecting, Yud Chasavon Alpha on top, my Gaiva es hakol. Why does Mishnah say that she collects everything? Manu Masayim Hu De Isla. She would only collect Manu Masayim over there, meaning she would collect either the base payment of 100 or 200. And that's not a reason to use the Lashon of Gaiva es hakol. And therefore, since the Mishnah used this Lashon, it must be we were talking about where Ksuba was written. So we do not have right from this Mishnah that an Almana Me'erusin will get a Ksuba, even though she never actually has a Ksuba document. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another attempted Raya. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.